Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and it is so nice to be back yet another day. I welcome each and every one of you to the show today. I have an exciting guest. I've been so excited about this guest. I am excited about every guest, but this guest is just something about Fran Briggs. I just got to say it. I'm just putting it out there because we don't have a whole lot of time, and I want to make sure that we get the fullness of what she's going to present to us on today. And so normally I do read a lot about the person's bio or their background, but I want to get right into our discussion today. But I definitely want to just welcome my special guest, Fran Briggs, to All About Entrepreneurs. Good morning, Fran, and thank you so much.
Good morning, Coach LaLisa. It's a pleasure to be here. I want to say hello to all the listeners, and thank you. It's always a very exciting event when I'm a guest on your show.
Oh, you know, and you're so humble, so gracious to accept the invitation. And though we haven't spoken, you know, in over a year probably, I did get your last book, and I was very excited. And when I got that book, I said, oh, I can't wait to get her back on the air, because you did something in the book that I thought was just so awesome and so personal and so special. But I'm sure that each person, when they got their book, they opened it up and felt the same way. So you're going to talk about that. I know, right? I said, that Fran is awesome, and you know, God bless you. I just thank God for you and how we, you know, met and through the internet, and I've never met you face-to-face, and, you know, I just love these online connections and long-time relationships that can be built, because, again, this is going back at least over three years ago.
More than 3 years, absolutely right, absolutely.
Wow, because I remember I can always kind of date it to my bio that you did for me, and I remembered I got that bio done. That was probably somewhere around 09 or somewhere in that neighborhood.
2009.
Wow.
Absolutely right.
Oh, wow. So you could come almost 5 years, and we met on through the internet, and the same way people are talking about social marketing and social media, I certainly can concur with all that they're saying about what it can do for people. But then you also have a very important topic that is one of the ways we met, one of the reasons that I reached out to you through the internet when I saw what you were offering, and I just fell in love with the offer. It was something I was desperately in need of at the time, and that's talking about sponsorships. I was in a place where I was wanting to go out and speak in public. I felt I had something to share, but I really didn't have the funds to pay for the type of atmosphere and to get the type of audience and the amount of audience in that I needed. And that's how I end up contacting you, because you're an expert in many areas, the content writing, the PR, publicizing yourself properly so that people can really get a sense of what you're doing, and finding where the money is, what companies are out there that will sponsor speakers and people like that. So I did contract with you, and you provided those services for me, and then you came on the show because I was so excited. I said, other people have to know about this, and I'm sure people have contacted you to work with you. And so anytime I can, you know, other words, turn people on to your services and what you offer, I'm so glad to do it, because, you know, we got just so much out of it. But today, our topic for you today is sponsorships. Let me make sure I get it right. Sponsorships, a new strategic direction for the entrepreneur. And I just, you know, that's so powerful right now, because we are in an entrepreneurial revolution throughout the country, and I'm sure it's spreading around the globe. And so you have always been dealing with entrepreneurs for such a long time. And so this is truly, truly a good season for you. But just so you all know, just a quick second to share that, Fran Briggs, he is a professional speaker, a renowned author and businesswoman, educator. She delivers, you know, very powerful presentations. She's high energy. She's had over 21 years of business and human relations experience. She's a writer. She can teach you how to write. She can teach you how to make money from your writing. She's been doing this for years. I've been knowing her almost 5 years, and she's been doing this, and she just said she's been doing this for over 20 years. And so she is the real deal, Holyfield. She has a quiet presence. She is on Facebook and all the social media networks, but it's not, you know, but her product is so great. What she offers is so awesome that, you know, she doesn't have to shove it down one's throat. But let me tell you, if you work with her, you will get 100% value over top of the services and products that she has to offer. So I just thank her so much for coming on, and now I'm going to turn it over to Fran and tell us all about your message, sponsorships, and why you feel that the entrepreneur today is able to get sponsorships.
First of all, I want to thank you again, Lisa, for that introduction and letting people know basically what we're going to go ahead and cover today in a conversational style. By the way, I don't know if people realize that February is Entrepreneur Month, and it's celebrated here in the United States and some parts globally. So it's another reason to get excited. What our government does is it does sponsor certain programs to introduce people how to build businesses, vocations, for the purpose of not only generating revenue, but to help out others, and, of course, contribute to the GNP as well. But the topic, as Lisa said, is sponsorships, a new strategic direction for the entrepreneur. That's the topic. So what's new about what I've been doing and teaching my students and anyone who wanted to listen or read my articles, you know, since the last 9 years? So what's really new? What I'm stressing right now is basically a simplified, powerful axiom, which is just two words, and it's buddy up. Buddy up, like you have a buddy. And what I'm encouraging others to do, small businesses and entrepreneurs, is to literally work with a buddy or someone else who's in business or someone else who's an entrepreneur. for example, real life example here. Last night I spoke at in San Francisco, and basically it was a leadership organization. It was ladies and gentlemen in red, and they are service providers in terms of motivational empowerment. They actually go into cities, businesses, mentor, all sorts of great things, and this was basically their inaugural. Well, right next to our room that we had was an author reading, and it was pretty huge. I mean, it was about 300 people. I was very, very impressed. So I was thinking that had I known that in advance, and if I was an organizer for either or both, I would implement my buddy-up system, because leaders are readers. So we got leaders literally in one room and readers in the other room. So an example of that would be for one organizer of one group to approach the other one and invite them to speak or to have 5 minutes of the podium. And with that 5 minutes, it wouldn't be so adsy or salesy. It would just let them know we're happy, you know, to be able to share with you what's going on next door. And basically, this is the group. This is what we do. If you have any interest at all, I'd be more than welcome to answer any questions, you know, or anything of that nature. Additionally, you could have a sign-up sheet in the back of the room and just entertain any questions. Okay, this would be very, very subtle, and that's just, an example. Because you want to take advantage of opportunity. That's what entrepreneurs do. You always want to take advantage of opportunities. You don't want to be forceful, but you certainly want to be intelligent and strategic in your communications as well. So look around. When you're buddying up, you're literally looking around. Another example, it was in 2009, I believe that was the year that we first met via phone, like Lisa, or an interview, when you interviewed me. I was in Richmond,
right,
Virginia. And the hotel, you know, used to get USA Today and the local newspaper. So what I noticed was in the local newspaper, I think it was the Virginia Times or something like that, but on the very front page, there was a sticker or an ad. And it caught my attention. I was saying, wow, that's brilliant, because I'm thinking like a marketer. It wasn't just the ink stamped on. It was like a decal, you know. And it would have, like, the first day was like pizza, like Round Table. It might have been something like Jiffy Lube. I'm not sure what the third one was. But I knew exactly what was happening. I want to share with you what happened and how you could probably use it in your business as well. What was happening was that that particular newspaper probably had about 50,000 subscribers, and they approached Round Table saying, you know, Mr. Round Table, we would like to have you come on board as a partner at the rate of 10 cents per paper as we both share the same market. Okay, so right there, the newspaper is telling Mr. Round Table Pizza, we have the same market or the same customers. Let's go ahead and partner together. So they probably proposed something like 20 cents per decal.
Mm-hmm.
So the newspaper is telling Mr. Round Table, we'll go ahead and put your decal on the Monday paper, which goes out to 50,000 subscribers, at 20 cents per decal. So that comes out to $10,000, okay? So even if 50,000, even if half would say, half of that 50,000 read it that day, that would still would be $25,000 readers. Typical sales conversion for, you know, content and copywriting is about 3%. So you would take 3% of that 25,000 and you would get 7,500. So potentially 7,500 people actually acted on that ad. So 75,000 people bought a pizza, probably, you know, typical pizza coupon is like for $10. So now you do the math, so now you have 75,000 people sent $10 or $75,000 was generated in gross on that day. So when you show people the value and people get excited about that and they see it's a good deal, good investment, they're more than willing to go on board. And like I said, it was working because the very next day someone else was there, then someone else was there. So people saw the value, and everyone wins because it was, we know the newspaper industry has been, quote-unquote, struggling. So they needed to be creative, or they need to be creative to generate more revenue for general operational expenses. And I'm going to stop right there. Like Lisa, did you have any questions?
No. I mean, okay. That is so awesome. I'm just sitting here doing the math in my head with you, listening to you talk about this, talk about the buddying up, the partnering up. I already put that on Facebook already as we're sitting here. I'm listening. But go ahead. No, absolutely. I'm following you.
I just thought about,
yes. You
know, Lisa said a lot about me, and I really appreciate the bio. I mean, she's amazing. For the listeners who don't know, Lisa is an excellent presenter. She's an excellent marketer. She has enthusiasm. And I'll use an example using her. So I know that she does all types of presentation. One would be an empowerment series. And I'm going to play a broker in this case. So I'm a broker, meaning that I represent a client. I have a client who's a motivational or inspirational thinker. So if I was Lilisa, I could approach me and say, Fran, I have a series coming up. Here's the venue. I know you represent this singer, inspirational singer. I would love for her to come and take the stage. She could just, you know, have 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever you think of. And I'm thinking about, you know, $200 plus to have her POS in the back room. She can sell her CDs, you know, before the program, during and after the program. If she wants to do any type of booking, she can do that as well. During the breaks, we'll go ahead and play the recorded music. So now what she's telling me is that she wants to be different, which is very intelligent. Not just to have a typical series, but to have a live performer as well. Not only that, the performer will have access to her audience. And we know that the target market is shared because we have people seeking empowerment or inspirational from her, and then we have the performer, the singer, who also has a target market audience of listeners who enjoy inspirational music. So, I mean, that's really intelligent, and it's a great opportunity for both of them to double revenue and share the expenses. So in this case, if Lisa picks up the venue, let's say for the day, 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours, let's say it was 1,600. It varies by market and cities. So what she could do is tell me as a broker, you know, I'm going to go ahead and propose that you pick up or underwrite, you know, maybe $350 of that in exchange for the singer performing and having the ability to sell her music. So it's not overriding, it's not competitive, and it's a win-win-win situation. It's great for both of the entrepreneurs or business people, and certainly great for the attendees of the audience, and they have a great experience that they can go away with, and hopefully Lisa's materials, her presentation, and of course hearing the singer live as well as the CDs from the singer. So you can buddy up again. There's tons and tons of examples that you might be thinking of right now, and if not, you know, after you hear this call or the recording, you can get really creative as well. Another one is my sister. She's a speech pathologist. And when I'm over her house, sometimes she'll hear me, you know, speaking. And one day she said, well, you know, can you help me? I want to, you know, sponsor. And I said, sure, since I know what she does. Part of what she does is she works with children, and she does therapy using toys. So I was telling her how she could really just get her toys underwritten, meaning that she can go to a manufacturer, not so much a Toys R Us or anything like that, but there's where she lives there, in particular, there's a world famous manufacturer she can approach and say, in exchange for you providing the toys and for me providing a talk path when there's interest of a toys and I have to speak to the parents or the guardians, I would direct them to you. It wouldn't be a hard sell, but certainly I would direct them to you. I would accept, you know, a stipend of, and she could make it a monthly, she can make it a quarterly thing or whatever. So, again, no expense out of her pocket for paying, for getting these, you know, new toys, attractive toys, therapeutic, but also she would be receiving money from the toy company as part of a promotional sponsorship. And, of course, there's a contract involved with that as well. Then she can invite that particular company, you know, feel free to come in, you know, do an audit, look at the toys, and also, you know, if a toy is, you know, broken or something, if this becomes hazardous, you know, I will certainly let you know as well. So all these things require an agreement or a contract. It doesn't have to be sophisticated. I do advise that you do have an attorney. And once you have an attorney, you can see how the contract system works. You can start writing your own contracts and then let him or her see it and, you know, it's okay. Or you can use a template, and that's fine as well. But you all certainly want to protect yourself and your customers and your consumers and everyone else as well. So these are just a few examples of how you can literally buddy up. Here's another area, I will say, you know, like accountants and car dealerships, they share a common market too. Let me go ahead and qualify the car dealerships. I'm going to say luxury car dealerships. So now the inference is there's more money there, so we're not just talking about a Ford Focus, but perhaps a, you know, top of the line Mercedes, you know, five hundred class. So what I would do if I was an accountant is I would go ahead and approach a car dealership, luxury line, and ask them to underwrite some of my expenses, you know, say if I'm going to be, you know, presenting like a tour or something like that, or if I'm going to give a series of workshops. So in exchange for Mercedes being promoted and perhaps getting signage and POS at my conferences, then they give me a stipend. A stipend meaning cash, it could be $2,500, $5,000, $15,000, you know, depending on how long the conference is. So these are just a few examples. Again, you can implement using your own businesses if you're an author, if you're a speaker. By the way, author, here's a quick one I tell everyone right now. It's really simple. If you're trying to finance your book, your first book or your second book, third, fourth, or fifth, a great way to do that is to use acknowledgments. You usually see that at the back of a book, and there are a list of names. And you would tell the people whose names will be listed that in exchange for their name being listed and published and printed in that book, you would gladly accept, you know, either $250,000, $500,000 for that. So they have the, you know, the pride of seeing their name in the book and also knowing that they underwritten or underwrote that book for you, meaning they paid the expenses. But then you play a little bit on their ego, too, or they play on that ego themselves, you know, because they were a contributor, you know, to that book. So typical book, I believe now, if you're doing it independent publisher, is $850, $1,000, $1,200. So you can easily pay the expenses by just adding an acknowledgement page at the back of the book as well.
Awesome. That's amazing. And that's why I wanted you here, because I liked, you know, the audience that tunes into this broadcast. Many of them have been tuning in for years, and we don't give away a lot of, you know, T-shirts and free gift certificates and things like that. So every now and again, when I can get people like yourself to come on to share some information, you know, it's sort of like my gift. So that's my partnering up with you. Thank you so much, Fran. But, yes, if you could, now your book, the last book, well, I don't know if it's the last book that you wrote, but the last one that I got. Mm-hmm. And what's the title, A Million Dollars?
That's just My $1 Million. And I'll talk about that a little bit. The title is because we have a tendency to discount our words with cliches like "that's just my two cents," when in fact, when someone says that, they're actually providing a lot of wisdom, something that can move someone forward or change someone's thought from being disempowered to empowered. So it's just a play on that cliche to tell people that in truth, your words are very important and certainly have value. So the book contains a lot of quotations and short stories and inspiration, and a minimum, they are all worth $1 million. So that's why I say that's my $1 million.
Well, please tell people how they can get that book because, oh, my God, they're going to get such a treat. I'm not going to spoil it for them and tell them what's going to happen when they open that book. So just tell people where they can get it. You'll be glad you did.
Oh, that's cute. They can go to Amazon. That's fine. And just www.amazon.com and pick a copy. It's certainly there. It's a book that I think it's for the ages. I have a lot of fun with it, too, because a lot of what I wrote was for me as well. I do believe in Creator, which I call God, and I give him all the glory for that. So basically what was whispering to my spirit, I put in paper.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I have the link. I'm going to actually post the link on Facebook. That's just my $1 million, and encourage people to get that book. You definitely want to get that book, or they could contact you on Facebook or Twitter or what have you, and if you have another way of getting the book, I don't know if they'll still get the surprise or if the surprise was just for me, but I don't know.
I guess it's in every book. Oh, you know, what I was doing was I was giving, I won't say what I was doing, but basically if you go to my website, which is thatsjustmymilliondollars.com, you can see there's an initiative up there as well. But you can go to thatsjustmymilliondollars, or you can go ahead and go to Amazon. Sure would appreciate it. And
oh, yes, we definitely, you know, and what you said is so true, because so many things that you showed me from the first, just from the first time that you were on, that's why I told people last time you were on, we had over 300 downloads for the episode in the archives, and so people were definitely listening, people were on the phone lines, and I have probably a couple minutes that if I will open the phone lines if someone has a question or a comment for Fran, but I know the time, you know, has kind of gone by, but one thing for sure, I applied the things that you had suggested, and it's actually worked, and it's still working for me. Definitely the partnering, when you talked about bringing someone in at your event, I did that. I was able to partner up and bring in Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, and many people know her because she wrote for Essence Magazine for many, many years. So you'd like all that cross-marketing that you're talking about and that sharing marketing. She's a psychologist, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm doing the empowerment speaking. So you see, it was like perfect. She drew to the event the very people that I was wanting to empower. And so it was amazing. And she's come 2 years in a row, and I have to say, I never would have been able to even approach her. I had to approach her, just like what you're saying. You say to a person, you know, hi, this, I kid you not, I went verbatim with what you said. And other than that, I never would have approached this woman and said to her, you know, I have this idea for having a women's empowerment event. I did the exact thing you said to do, and that's why I love having you on. I love having you. You were so authentic. You said, say this and say that, and if people are listening and they would just do it, it'll work. I did it. I said that, and sure enough, she said, oh, I love that idea. Then again, I used your message again. I went into the Capital One Bank. I was going there just doing my banking. And then your voice came in the back of my head, say to them, you have this wonderful program for women's empowerment, and it'll be great. I spoke to the one lady, and I said, who's the branch manager, whatever? She pointed me to I told the lady who opened my account. She says, oh, my branch manager loves stuff like that. She says, go talk to her. I went, I talked to her, I approached, and 2 years in a row, the bank, Capital One, gave us a check for $350 for our women's empowerment event.
That's beautiful. And I want to tell you that stories like those that you share that people need to hear to be inspired, along the sponsorship lines, the more time that you have to approach a sponsor, the more money that you'll be able to ask for. Also, what I told Coach Ilesa is that if you have a relationship or affinity with anyone, she had a bank or one of my clients, Jazara, her car dealership, and then she told me her husband had bought three cars from the car dealership. So she got the car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes just being creative, and you can see things, but so keep looking around. Jazara also got professional baseball, the only author that I know of to get professional baseball, just because she was driving and looking around and, you know, just listening to what she heard and read in the course. So be observant. Don't be shy. Don't be timid. Approach everyone. But also in your approach, you want to be able to be well-trained. So if you haven't studied up on sponsorship or partnership, take the time to do so. I do have a course.
Yes, please do.
The course, if you want to check that out, the training is www.getsponsors8k.com. So it's getsponsors.8k.com. And it's very important. Again, I'm not trying to sell you my course. I'm letting you know that it is there. I won't cry if you do. Go ahead and sign up. But prepare yourself so you know how to speak with people so you don't offend them. It also gives you a lot of tips and strategies to position yourself to actually receive the money or in-kind gifts, whatever you're, you know, seeking. So it definitely prepares you. Please prepare yourself. Don't embarrass yourself, and certainly don't waste people's time.
Yes, and that course really works. So just imagine, just from the tips that you have been given today, the things you've heard today, can you imagine what the course will do for you? And I love how you're talking about the sponsorship in this new direction for entrepreneurs, because a lot of times as entrepreneurs, as new entrepreneurs, we have this dream or goal inside, we know that it can be a success, but we just don't know how to bring it all together. And from all the way from the branding to the press release that you did for me, I'm still using the bio you told me, the different types of bios, because a lot of people don't know. And so the bio that you did for me, I'm still using it. Some things have changed, so I just tweak a couple of words here and there. All the press release places, you know, I'm still getting hits from, I'm telling you. It's like been amazing. And then there was the bio, it was something else. Oh, the interview that you did with me, the phone interview, the professional interview.
Right.
That's another thing that people don't realize, that that's important as a speaker, as an author.
Absolutely.
That's, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
To have an arsenal and tools. Someone's not familiar with you, the first thing they're going to do is Google you, and it's always best to have professional materials, something out there. It doesn't have to be elaborate, but something that confirms that you are who you are and you have the capacity to deliver when it comes down to providing the deliverables. Deliverables are things such as press release, even people, definitely, if you're going to have an event and you are basically expressing that, you know, approximately 2,500 people will show. You want to be able to do that, so you want to be able to have the, you know, tools available that can actually have those 2,500 people come through the door. And there's no guarantee.
I know, that's right.
Yeah, there's no guarantee, but they're going to look at you to see if you have that potential. And when they look at you, that these days it just basically means online. They may call references as well, but for the most part they're going online to see what you've done in terms of your history.
Awesome. Well, if anyone did have a burning question or a comment, you just hit your number one key and I'll quickly open up your phone line, and you have about 2 minutes to between, you know, a question or two and then and Fran responding. But thank you so much, Fran, for coming, because where you are, it was only like 4 o'clock in the morning, so four or five, something like that, right?
Right. It was 4 o'clock when we started, but I was wide awake at an early start.
Oh,
I was excited.
Wow.
Oh my God. No problem.
I am so excited. I am so excited about what you're talking about, the sponsorships and this new direction for entrepreneurship, because we are in a serious entrepreneurial state. You know, they're trying to pass a bill in Washington, D.C. For growing small businesses. One of the congressmen out of New Jersey, Congressman Payne, is sponsoring that bill. Him and I could think another senator or congressperson. So, or maybe it's a senator. And that is phenomenal. And, you know, we believe that that will certainly get passed, because right now, the economics is in a state that they can't make it unless they've always encouraged entrepreneurship, because that's how businesses start. But now they're actually almost mandating that people be taught and shown how to be entrepreneurs, so that they don't ever get into this place where people are just so unemployed because they're just so simply waiting for someone to give them a job, and the jobs just aren't there, putting a further drain on the economy. So now they're making it. So, no, we got to begin to teach people entrepreneurial skills, even if they never go and become an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. I do believe, and I'm sure you share this belief, that God has imparted in each and every one of us gifts that were meant to be monetized. We share them because he knows that we have to have money to live. That's just the way it is in America. You have to have money to live. And the best way to do that is to examine yourself and have a face-to-face conversation and figure out, okay, what is my gift that I can monetize? See, because you each have a gift. Monetize it, utilize it. Sometimes people have a gift of song, literally, you know, a gift of writing, gift of speaking, trading, mechanics. I mean, not everyone is an engineer, but certainly those who have the skills have gone on and used that, you know, to make a living, a career, whatnot. So whatever it is, and you find yourself, you know, underemployed, then it's time to look at what Lisa was just saying and consider being an entrepreneur. Certainly, you know, if the bill does go through, you're going to have a lot more support, but it's a good time to just jump up on that and be proactive and do as much as you can now.
Yeah, and there's so many helps out there without the bill. That's probably why he's putting the bill forth, because community colleges in every state, look to your community colleges. I know that one of the colleges I work with, they've never had an entrepreneurial class under the business department. They've always had it under the continuing ed, but now this is the first semester they actually put forth an entrepreneurial class to see how it would be received, and if so, they'll move forward with the whole degree in entrepreneurship at the junior college level. That's almost unheard of anywhere in this country. So, and I'm sure they're piggybacking off of something they've seen in another county college. Typically, you don't get an entrepreneurial degree until you get to either the master's level. There were very few business bachelors in entrepreneurship. That's just supposed to show you how behind the times the United States was on teaching entrepreneurship. And so this is just a great time, and you, I'm sure, down there where you are, or wherever you are, wherever you travel to, wherever you're promoting yourself, Fran, they need you because you hold so many pieces to the successful entrepreneur. I mean, I think about all the stuff I see about blogging. Well, people who need to write blogs, they need to be able to write, they need to be able to put their words together. So they need to be contacting your writing services for that. People still need press releases. People still need bios. Everybody's got. Remember before, Fran, how so few people had websites?
Yes, I remember.
And now
and those
how
did
everyone
made a lot of money.
Remember?
Mm-hmm.
You remember? Now everyone has them. So everyone needs on their website. You need an about you page. So many things that we can come to you for, but we're almost out of minutes, and so. And Blog Talk will just cut you right off. They won't give you any warning. And so, so I just want to make sure I take care of all the little details and housekeeping before they do that. So, again, thank you for tuning in today. This has been an awesome day. Our topic with Fran Briggs, who is, I call her the sponsorship and PR lady, but she also is an author. She's a phenomenal speaker, presenter. She can help you find out how to get sponsorships and other financing for your events. She is the queen of that, as far as anybody that I know. She is the queen of it. Trust me. Talk about the, anyway, so you need to contact her. You can reach her through Facebook, facebook.com/Fran Briggs, or you can go to her website, get sponsors, the number 8, the letter K, .com.
Yeah.
You can simply hit, do you know Google? Just go Google and type in Fran, FranBriggs. That's the simplest way to get Fran Briggs. Just Google her, and many sites will come up, but certainly go to her website, and you can go to FranBriggs.com, FranBriggs.com, as I did. And yes, and again, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with us today on All About Entrepreneurs, and we're going to look forward to your book. Maybe I'll discuss some parts of your book and encourage people to get that book because it's helped my business and it's done everything and more of what I expected it to do.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I appreciate the invitation, and I'm really hoping people will go ahead and apply what seems to have caught their interest. So thank you.
And yes.
Always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you. And use any, any of the things that I've said for your clients to let them know I've actually used your services and how they've worked for me. Or if you need me to write something up, I'd be more than glad to do it. And so thank you for the people you've also connected us with. Everyone, until tomorrow, have a great and wonderful day. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about the principles of entrepreneurship. So make sure you tune in tomorrow, same time, same place, and we'll have some more exciting news for you. Until next time, everyone, this has been All About Entrepreneurs with your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Thank you.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-podcast.com.